Welcome to the Big Hot Show, Episode 3. My name is Blake Buck, and co-hosting with me, we've got...
Ken! Matt!
Oh my god.
Ken.
Alright, well, thanks for joining us, guys. This show is going in the garbage. But we're getting a little late posting this show, guys. I was otherwise preoccupied on Monday.
You were supposedly sick on Monday.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Well, you know,
that's time to be sick when the dildo convention is in
town. Is that how you pronounce it?
Well, speaking of dildo conventions, is that what you guys went to? You guys both went to some sort of convention this weekend?
Yeah, it was the dildo convention, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What size did you get?
Horse.
And they can't hear you winking, by the way.
We should use the official name, PleasureCon 2012.
Run by Pleasure Kevin.
Now, well, what is this thing you guys went to this weekend?
We went to the Great Googa Mooga. Yeah.
You told me that Coolio was going to be there.
Coolio was there,
yeah,
apparently.
Coolio was there.
We learned from some gentleman at a bar later that Coolio was there.
What is this thing? The Great Googa Mooga was a free... it was a food festival that was free to get into, but obviously the food cost money. It was all local vendors around the New York area setting up little food booths, and you can sample from their menus.
Okay.
You know, smaller portions, smaller prices, and you can run around and try half a dozen different restaurants over the span of a few hours. We got there at around... Right when they opened. We actually had a decent time.
Yeah, you guys are always on time.
Hey, it was worth it. First of all, we got an awesome menu from these people called Fuds, fudsmenu.com.
Nice plug.
Second of all...
Budruckers.com also.
Second of all,
Bergs.
So this is just like people come and set up food and you eat it.
Yeah.
It's the E3 of food.
Pretty much.
Except for it's outside and there's about... more women.
There's a lot more women in that. And they're not booth babes.
Yeah, I want the food booth babe. Yeah. Just covered in bacon and cheese.
There was a bunch of girls running the booths that were covered in like sausage and such.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It really was a sausage fest.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I guess this
was
is...
good. I like... Okay. We got there early and we got in when there was no lines. And
yeah. When there was no lines, it was cool.
It was cool. And then We got a beer. We got a spot.
Yeah, see, this sounds like fun. Except it sounds like it'd be more fun if it was a beer fest. If there's also drinking involved.
Well, there was, but there's a problem with that.
Here's the thing.
Okay, you had to wait on an hour and a half long line to pay money.
And then after you paid the money, you got a card,
and then you had to go to the beer tasting section.
When you got to the beer tasting section, they put you into these railroad cars and shut the doors.
And then you had to pull out your genitals to get stamped. Yes, I'm very familiar with this process.
It was going to be a fun camp.
No, it wasn't very fun.
It seems like sneaking, just to get off on an aside
anyways,
here.
Continue on with how terrible.
Wait, I'm not done.
Continue with how terrible this was.
The best thing of going to any event like this, right? Surely you could sneak booze in. Seems like you got a little flask or something.
You could sneak it. As long as you make your water bottle look like it was sealed, then there's no problem. Like, you were allowed to bring in
right?
water bottle.
Silver rum, kids. Yeah. I've said it before.
I taped a sealed CD to my water bottle.
is this sealed? It's like, oh, Kispyros.
Yeah, Kispyros.
Yeah.
But anyways, the beer thing. So Ken's girlfriend and I were walking by the beers, and we look at the prices, and we see, like, $6 and then $12 or $14. And we're like,
yeah,
that must be a glass or a pitcher. You know,
right.
Decent prices for New York.
Yeah, very decent, actually.
Yeah,
six is about the average, I would say, in New York for a beer.
$6 got you a 4-ounce cup of beer.
4 ounces.
Oh, my God.
It's like
a standard, like a Coors Light in a glass. That's,
a Coors Light
that's 8 ounces, right?
No, a Coors Light.
Is it 12?
No, it's 12, I think.
We don't have math in the South.
A can of Coors Light is 12 ounces.
Is it?
Yeah. And that's okay. So 4 ounces would be 1/3 of a can.
How much is this? This says 12.
Oh, that's 12. No, the cans are less than.
Cans are 8 then.
Cans are 8.
Cans aren't 8. They're like, or maybe they are. I don't fucking know. But yeah.
It depends on the can. There's different cans.
But it's a third of that bottle that you have in your hand right now.
So 4 ounces is like a sippy cup.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
2 shots of beer.
Yeah.
Well, you're at a beer fest. That's what I'm saying. You know, that's the great thing about, I call it a tag along. When you bring a bottle of hard rum in your bag, that's a tag along. And the great thing about that is even if the beer is crazy expensive, wherever you are,
you're always,
you've always got a fallback, right?
Blake is like, an alcoholic.
Man, the prices suck. Good thing I don't have to pay them. Go to the bathroom, glug, glug, glug. Where am I?
And then you eventually fall back.
Oh, my grandma's funeral. Sorry, Graham, Graham.
This one's for you, Graham. You pour out the rest.
You pour it in the casket.
Man, Graham was a drunk. Woo!
Drink up, Graham, Graham.
So what else?
This is gonna be your last one for a while.
Why are you pouring the liquor over a box of Graham crackers?
But so, Ken, I want to know
what
was your favorite food at the Googa Moogas?
My favorite food was definitely the balls. The balls we got.
that was mine too.
Wait, is that gamer drink balls?
No,
not that
no,
one.
No. Oh God, there were these. No, there were these fried balls of arborio rice with like cheeses and sauces and other fun stuff on the inside.
Yeah,
it was like the meat. First thing we got, and it was really, really good. I gotta say.
Nothing. Do you guys remember that balls energy drink though?
I do. Yeah, I can't forget.
I remember I went to this. Now, here's how much of a dork I am. When I was in like maybe senior year of high school, I went to the Mid-South Con, an anime and video game expo in Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. No. In Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah, Memphis, Tennessee.
How awful.
Which I feel like
that?
I should get a fucking award for that, right? Like everybody who goes there. But man, it was like they were handing out balls left and right, because I guess that was their... Not balls. Come on, gentlemen. We're grown-ups.
Sorry. This is a mature show.
Were you guys ever in sort of a nerd group or an anime fan group when you
not
were
anime.
In high school or whenever?
Never anime.
Yeah. Ken's looking at me really hard.
I'm looking at you really hard because I know you watched the anime.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, I was in all that shit because like generally video games and anime, at least in that time in my life, I don't know, because God knows I'm 12 years older than you, Ken, but...
You're 26.
Like those two groups kind of went hand in hand. Was it? Did you sort of gravitate to that same sort of?
I gravitated towards the video games, but definitely not the anime.
I gravitated to both, but I'll be honest. Like I didn't really like much of the anime, but I just watched it because everyone else was.
Sure, it's just social pressure sort of thing. Yeah. Everybody else, you know, you're in the little group. You know, you're trying to bang that one girl with the pink hair, right? It happens.
I don't think that's even possible.
That was a pillow, Blake.
Yeah.
She's real. I don't know. Anyway, well, getting
she
back.
Didn't say no.
Anyway, Mid-South Con. I wish I had like a fucking documentary of fucking that experience.
How terrible would it be to be like in the South around Southern anime video game fans?
Well, that's the thing. They're hardcore. They have to be hardcore. Yeah. There's no like casual anime fans or video game fans.
But did they do
there was a dress-up event, and I remember Vice City had just came out.
Oh, no.
And I went as Tommy Vercetti. From GTA Vice City.
You look like a fat Tommy Vercetti.
Yeah, I feel like I carried around a golf club, had a blue Hawaiian shirt, but like I passed. I also had sex with no one. So yeah. Consider that.
Yeah, I think that's almost every
you
night.
Could have
for
also
you.
Gone on as a young Louis Anderson.
or Jack Black. You were a spitting image of Jack Black.
But okay, well, I guess my larger question is, what was you guys' high school social experience like? Ken, go first.
Mostly video games.
No, but you hung out with other people.
Oh yeah,
right? I'm not talking about your video games. I'm saying, who did you hang out with? What was it like?
I did hang out with people, but it was mostly through band. So it was like hanging out with my friends from band.
Because that is sort of the thing, right? They're sort of like a band group.
Yeah, it was the band.
I'm just surprised you're not into ska if you were in the high school band.
Because I play percussion, so you know, it wasn't. Trumpets.
Well, it's sort of like, you know, the theater kids all sort of clumped together. And you can say the band kids and the yearbook kids all sort of clumped together. That's definitely. Sort of the cliche.
Lots of clumping going around.
Yeah.
That's what we called it.
It was like the Nutty Professor. Clumps.
Just a bunch of clumps.
It was nothing like the Nutty Professor.
Surprisingly, the Nutty Professor.
I went to high school with Eddie Murphy. It was really clumpy.
Oh man!
I was like band nerds, and then when I wasn't hanging out with friends, I was just playing video games.
What did you play? Just out of curiosity.
Oh jeez, Tribes 2.
Instrument. You fucking nerd.
Ken just wanted to bring up those. Video
I told
games.
You. I told you. I played percussion, so I played snare drum, bass, timpani, cymbals.
That's cool.
Bells.
That's a cool thing because you can be like, I still got those skills now, right? You know. Well, I mean, if you had a snare drum in front of you, you could still play something, right?
Yeah.
Let's leave some bells on Ken's desk.
What does he do in the morning?
Well, Matt, what about you? What was your sort of like high school social experience like? Because I'm from the South. I feel like it's way different from you guys.
Bzz, bzz. play a lot of SimCity 2000. No. Yeah, it was okay. All my friends in eighth grade all went to like smart school, and I stayed behind in public school. So I made more friends in ninth grade. And
you had dumb friends.
Yeah, I had dumb friends. Yeah, everyone in my school was dumb. Yeah, I was a shy, nerdy guy, but like I had.
But surely there was like a shy, nerdy girl for you to bang, right? Surely that existed.
Wait, Blake, what is it? Why do you keep saying like
bang? I'm all about the banging, man.
Like, this is just like awful. Like, it's just, this is like I'm sitting here with Kid Rock or something.
What? So the banging, tell me about it. Anyway, also, would you lean closer to the mic when you're talking? Good Lord.
Ken banged a lot of drums.
I wish the look you gave in that pause could somehow be translated into podcast form.
Can you draw that for us, Blake, and put that as like the iTunes art?
What? Who are your peers?
My peers.
What is this buzz thing you guys keep doing? Because I don't know what it is.
All right, what were your peers, Matt?
Piers Morgan. Piers by the water.
Pier 1 and Ports.
No, I literally had like a like multicultural group of friends. Like I had like in my little clique, I had, you know, like an Asian guy, an Italian guy, a Hispanic guy. We were like the United Nations of nerds.
More like the Burger King Kids Club. Yeah.
Together we called ourselves No One Will Have Sex With Us.
Man, no one was in a wheelchair though, so we weren't the Burger King Kids Club. And there was girls in the Burger King Kids Club.
All right, well let's I don't know how that tangent. What were we talking? Oh, Googa Mooga.
Yeah, we were yeah. It sucked. Period. It just sucked.
And like, it was that
actually
bad?
It was so bad. Okay, there was
it free food or did you have to pay for the food as well?
No, you had to pay for the food. But here's the thing: it was free to get in, or you could pay $250 for what was called the quote unquote extra Mooga experience.
Sure.
And what that was is it supposedly allowed you to get free food, and you got to see like all these like demonstrations and meet celebrities and like take like mini short little classes on like how to open a restaurant.
I don't think anybody met Coolio in the extra
Mooga. God, I hate that.
But here's the thing. It was so bad. Like everything was so uncoordinated. They like ran out of food. There was like no space. They're refunding 100% of the extra Mooga ticket purchases. They're giving everybody's money back, whoever spent money on
tickets. Yeah, it seems, I mean, I don't know. It just seems like, I don't know. I guess that sort of stuff just drives me crazy where it's like, oh, come to classes and meet celebrities. Like, ugh. Yikes. Who signs up for that?
Dummies.
All right. So any closing thoughts?
I think my favorite part was after we left and we went to this bar called Freddy's and we just sat in the backyard and played Battleship.
Yeah, we played Battleship. Prepping for the movie Battleship.
And some guy behind us kept making sound effects.
Like,
Battleship, funk. Yeah. So this weekend, instead of going with you guys to Googa Mooga, not that we would ever hang out on the weekends, good Lord.
I'd hang out with you, Blake.
But
you just never want to.
My brother and father were in town.
Again. I met your dad like 3 times.
Oh, yeah. My dad has this deal. His brother or my uncle, same thing, is a airline pilot. No, it's not like that. It's not just because we're Southern. Yeah, like, literally, your brother's dad is your uncle. But he can fly like super cheap / free all over the country because it's sort of like a deal.
I gotta say your dad is cool. Your dad's cool.
Is it? He's very traditional Southern.
He's lame. He's cool for a dad. Like he's dad.
He's
cool.
Very dad.
Yeah. He's dad cool.
He's a cool dad.
He's dad. Cool.
What about you guys' dads? Do you guys have cool dads?
No.
I really don't want to talk about this subject.
my dad died in childbirth, so I'm very sensitive about it.
Yeah, but your dad is just like this. Like your dad is pretty much like Bill Clinton if he never was president.
So just a Southern dude.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think you would think any older man from the South
is
that.
He sounds like Bill Clinton.
People say he looks like Anthony Hopkins. Which
oh, he does look like Anthony Hopkins.
I don't know about
sounds like Bill Clinton. He's got like that Arkansas accent.
Whenever somebody comes and visits you in New York, though, yeah. And I feel like I have to tell this to people who don't live in New York. It's the worst. Can I say it's the worst? Is that unfair?
I agree.
No, it's not the worst. I think you mean the worst is dealing with their out of townness. I guess you could say because like well, I mean, there's some good times hanging out with your friends, especially when they p- pay for meals.
Well, it's when you're from, especially when you're from like not a big city, and not that I'm an expert. God knows I know nothing. Like I'm still, I haven't mastered these underground choo-choos yet. But whenever somebody comes in from out of town, like they're super intimidated by the subway, and they don't know how to get around, and you end up like having to play tour guide all weekend, and it's the worst. Because it's like, oh, what are you going to do this weekend? I guess go with my dad to the Empire State Building because he wants to do that.
They always get really excited that there's an Applebee's in the Times Square.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're in, you know, the food capital of the world. Well, every single culture's food is available readily 24 hours a day. But we're going to Applebee's.
The opposite, though, is the worst because my dad's like, oh, I want to eat everywhere. I want to eat somewhere local and cool. And it's like, I don't even eat out. I'm so poor. I'd never eat out. I don't know. Let's just go somewhere. How about Applebee's?
Here's this little Hispanic joint. I don't think you've heard of it. It's called Taco Bell.
Dude, there's no Taco Bell near where we do this show.
That's
and it
good.
Makes me
I'm glad.
Very angry.
I'm happy.
I like Taco Bell.
There's one on like 34th Street in the East Village.
Why would you buy Taco Bell when you can go to a taco truck?
Because I like Taco Bell. You can like Taco Bell separate of liking authentic Mexican food.
But first of all, taco trucks aren't authentic. Second of all, Taco Bell is just like this horrid, disgusting, terrible place.
Have you ever had the grilled stuffed burrito? Yeah. Okay, so you stand corrected. Also, their tacos are made out of Doritos now. What?
Why would you want a taco made out of Doritos?
Have you had it?
No, I haven't.
Then shut the fuck up. It's delicious.
You know what they need to do is make a taco out of those little cinnamon swirls.
Oh, my God. What are those? The cinnamon twists.
The cinnamon twists, I think they are. Or just
why isn't Taco Bell sponsoring this show?
A taco out of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
What, have you guys ever had any like terrible experiences with relatives or friends coming to visit?
Terrible. Just like you said, like playing a tour guide to your family. It was just a terrible thing sometimes.
Because
here's what I do. I go, well, you guys are in New York City. What do you want to do? I don't know.
Right. Yeah, like, exactly. It's like I've got to plan everything for you guys.
Why do I have to plan this for you?
I never leave my house. I go to work and I come home and cry. That's all I do in New York.
Like, I'm not going to make an itinerary for you because I don't know what you want to do. Second of all, like, this is your first time in the city, second time, whatever. Like, you haven't seen the whole thing. What's something, you know, give me
just
a category.
Do some, you know, just do some
category.
Googling. Just do some Googling before you come. Yeah. Be like, I like boats. Google New York boats. And then whatever that is, we'll go to.
I always get stuck seeing the Broadway shows.
Now, Broadway show, but I feel like that's not, I mean, I don't know. I don't hate seeing Broadway shows. And the cool thing about that is there's so many, right?
Yeah.
I've never seen.
I don't know.
The
last one I saw was the Addams Family when my regular family came.
Well, I got to hang out with my family, the Addams Family.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was okay, but it's just like, I don't know. I wouldn't normally go see it.
Why are the Addams Family back anyways? Like they were, what was it, the 90s when they were last?
Yeah. How long is it going to take for Hollywood to revive the Addams Family?
What do you mean?
They already did, like twice in the 90s.
Like wasn't the Addams Family originally from like
the Addams Family 60s? Were dead to begin with.
Yeah, it was the 60s. They
never died.
I'm thinking of the Munsters though.
This is the same
Herman
show.
That was the Munsters. Herman Munster was on
but
the
wasn't
Munsters.
But wasn't Addams Family
the same time period?
Yeah.
The Munsters, either one came from the other, but obviously Addams Family was much more successful. Because wait, no, there was a Munsters movie, wasn't was there?
That? Oh, yeah, I think in the 90s.
Yeah, wasn't it in color?
Lots.
Yeah, it was in color. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Munsters had the better intro,
I think. I can't remember.
But isn't it weird? It's like any IP that's been dead for like X amount of time, but it has to be greater than like 15 years and less than 25 years. That's prime relaunch.
A dead IP about dead people.
So what do you guys think they're going to bring out next? What are they going to revive?
Oh, geez. Quantum Leap?
That would be cool.
Perfect Strangers.
They already did with the video game.
Oh, yeah, the video game. Perfect Strangers.
I was talking to somebody about Quantum Leap for like an hour the other day.
What's his name? Scott Bakula? He's still alive. He could reprise his role.
Remember he had that little computer that he would like bang and it would make noise? My grandmother used to tape that show on
When you said bang,
VCR
I got
day.
Scared for a second.
What are you doing with that computer?
I think you were watching a different show.
What about you, Matt? Have you had any New York relatives or friends? Or I guess you're kind of from the New York area.
Yeah, like all my relatives either lived in New York or, you know, or live close enough to New York where it's just like a day trip in for them. But we, you know, the last time my family came to visit, we, you know, we saw a Broadway show. We went on the Brooklyn Bridge. Mm-hmm. I had pizza over here in Dumbo, and I got food poisoning from the pizza.
Great.
Well, which one? From
not,
the one?
Not from Grimaldi's. It's the one next to Grimaldi's because we were like, oh, man, this line's really long. Like, and this line's really short. We should go with this one.
Poison pizza? I'll have that.
Should we wait for 2 hours or should we just eat poison and stay in bed for the next 4 days, dying slowly?
It's weird to think about because a friend of mine who's lived in the South for a long time is about to move up here like next week. And I feel like, oh my God, it's going to be constantly the tour guide thing. Like, how, do you guys have any advice on how to avoid that sort of...
Can I be his tour guide or...
It doesn't have a sex.
Oh, nice. Remember? Even better.
Remember? Gender is a myth.
That's right. Gender is a construct. I forgot. Sorry, guys. That's why I could walk into the ladies' room. That's why I told the police. And they try to silence my rights.
Is it even illegal? Is it illegal to go into the women's room? Like, is that like a crime?
I mean, I know it's like... It's not a crime.
Like, yeah, you know what? Laws are a construct. Laws don't actually exist.
Holy shit.
Yeah, what have you got for us?
So what are gender... A gender law is a construct?
There's no such thing as gender laws.
All right, Ken, what do you got for us?
What
you
about
got
like any? Title IX. That's just Title IX.
Read something off your. I don't know what you have over there. Read one of those words.
I have a Dead Sea Scrolls over here.
Oh, I love those. Is that the new summer blockbuster?
Yeah, they found it at the vampires? Bottom of Dead Sea. I mean, it's fun. It's kind of fun. Well, actually, a nightmare when your friends and family come in to visit you. It really sucks going out and traveling, booking a flight. That fucking sucks. What is the deal with airlines, guys?
What's the deal with airplane food?
What is the deal?
Yeah. Why are people eating airplanes?
Usually the deal with airplane food is they buy it in bulk and therefore they get a discount.
I don't think that affects the quality. You're trying to say that affects the quality?
No, that's the deal that they get.
Captain Pun strikes again.
Good night,
again.
Everybody. Thanks for listening.
What is the buzz? Just tell me what the buzz is.
It's from SimCity 2000.
When you in SimCity 2000, or if there's like, you know, like workers outside building a power line outside of your door right now, while they're building it, they'll make the same noise as SimCity 2000 makes, which is bzz.
Okay, wait, I forgot to say this because I meant to mention this at the start of the show.
Oh, yes.
I have an idea for the music, and I feel like if at this point you will have already heard it, so I hope you enjoyed it, even though I haven't made it yet. But I want to take the SimCity theme that we put up last week, and this week I want to add just a little something to it, maybe a drum beat, maybe just something simple, right? And then next week I'll add something else. And then like 12 weeks from now, it'll just be this nightmare sound that no one can even recognize.
That is the best idea I've ever heard.
SimSkrillex 2000.
Yeah, I know. Well, I was thinking that I could chop it up into like tiny little pieces and rearrange it and make it insane. So we'll see. Come 4 weeks from now, this is either going to be the worst idea or the best idea ever.
Sometimes they're both.
Yeah.
Speaking of the worst ideas ever, you guys have been watching like, you know, not me recently, but if you guys watched like flipping through the channels, daytime TV on the weekends, like Discovery Channel, History Channel, or there's like A&E, they have like those really crappy shows like Dual Survival or Pawn Stars.
I've seen Pawn Stars.
I went to Vegas with my brother. He wanted to go to the Pawn Star place.
Your brother wanted to go to the Pawn Star.
Yeah, we went there, but they weren't open because it was too late.
Oh.
I thought they were open 24
right, no,
hours.
No, that's what we were saying.
Doesn't it say that on the outside?
They had like two windows and a guy was in one of the windows and we couldn't tell if he was like saying, come at, like he was like, ah, you know, he made an indiscriminate hand gesture and then walked off. And we're like, I don't know what that means.
It means that they're trying to bury Chumlee. He finally died.
No, like he made the hand gesture and then you guys were like, and started walking away and he's like, no, wait, I want you to come in.
Yeah, no, being held up. That could have been what it was. I didn't see it because my brother saw the guy. I didn't see the guy.
I think it's like
every episode of Pawn Stars is like the same. You know, like some guy comes in with something really rare.
And then, $1 million. Yeah, I'll give you $4.
No, and then it cuts him in the back room. He's like, man, I really want that guitar, but I don't want to pay $10,000 for it. I'll give you $2 for it.
Yeah, it's like, plays intense music. They're like, okay, that's a deal.
He's like, you know what? I have a friend that knows a lot about toasters.
Yeah. It depends on what you
and
hear.
They call him up on the phone.
He's got a lot of friends with really specific interests.
Oh, this toaster is from 1926. You can tell by the shape of the coils here. Yeah. They're made by little children's fingers.
I got a friend that knows
a lot
about Lisa Frank folders. This rainbow dolphin just swims in.
Rainbow dolphins have rainbows.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh. Well, you know, I feel that's what blows my mind, though, is that I believe, I don't know this for a fact, but I believe that's one of History Channel's most popular shows. Even though it's not about history at all, and it's about just...
Vaguely about history. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
It's about to be history.
Silence.
I wish that joke was history.
I guess what I'm getting at is I hate my brother.
Yeah.
That's really when it all boils down to.
I've never met him before in my life, but
he's but terrible. Do you guys you know, have siblings?
I have a brother.
I have a
is
sister.
He older or younger?
He's younger.
And what is that like?
He's basically the southern version of me, even though he's never been to the South.
In what
way? He likes football and rock and...
That just sounds like a true-blooded American. I don't know what you're talking about.
He likes NASCAR? He likes
Amen, NASCAR. Brother.
Ugh.
Yeah, no.
Cars going in a circle.
Well, what happened?
He's a Republican.
You got all the weak genes. I want to collect GameCube games.
Why is everyone going to hate on my GameCube games?
Because it's a massive collection.
Yeah.
It is a wall of your apartment. It's GameCube.
It really is.
A whole wall. You have no shame over that.
No, I got no shame. Everyone's
I feel like listeners should call in, ask us if Matt has a particular GameCube game, and he'll say yes or no.
I have
the answer will always be yes.
No, I don't have all of them.
Which
yet.
One don't you have?
There's like
you showed me you had like ECW Throwdown, which is something no human would ever buy.
Like I got all the rare stuff now, and I'm just buying like the really crappy stuff.
Like what?
Like
what's the most recent GameCube game you bought?
The most recent one I bought was Skies of Arcadia Legends, which is pretty rare.
Is it really?
Yeah.
How is a video game rare? Like,
well, first of all, that game came out in the Dreamcast. Yeah. Holla.
I have the Dreamcast. Genesis. I've actually never played it on the Dreamcast, even though I've owned it on the Dreamcast.
Get out. Just and pocket, like, delete.
And I'm never going to play it on the GameCube. I just wanted the nice box.
And now,
you just not dude, to, not this to, is, not this to, is the problem. This is the problem with the GameCube collection. You just wanted the box.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
it. Like, no. like what's going to happen when you collect them all? Does Shigeru
Professor Oki is going to give me a certificate.
Does Miyamoto, whatever
that's
the fuck
what
is
not to get on
up.
A tangent here, but like you just literally collect them and don't really play them.
You don't play
what?
Them.
I don't know.
No, but I mean, come on. Dude.
Well, because I had so many to begin with and I was like, oh, I might as well just
sure,
keep
people,
on buying them.
People collect NES games and you yeah. thought, it's oh, a, I'll collect like, GameCube games.
Out of all like, the video games to collect, it's the cheapest because no one likes GameCube.
Right now, it's the cheapest. Right 10 years cheapest. From now, it'll be
yeah. When
gold
I own
mine.
All the games,
it's
yeah.
like this logic is like, well, I have some I better continue. It's like you lose your finger in an accident. It's like well, accident. You're what? Like, well,
cut them all off.
No. Let's keep cutting them off. That analogy doesn't make sense.
Why?
No, because it would be like, oh, I gained another finger. Might as well gain four.
No,
more.
You know why this analogy works? You know why this analogy works? Because collecting GameCube games is the most asinine thing in the fucking world.
You know, I don't know, but we all do stupid things.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm sure.
Like,
I'm sure you do some stupid stuff, Ken.
What stupid stuff do I do?
Look at your hair. I mean, yeah. come on. You collect
my hair.
Those strands.
I collect these strands of hair that grow out of my head.
Yeah. Let me tell you something, Blake. That's not his hair. He's collecting.
Yeah. Notice something a little light up there, Blake?
Are you the bone collector of hair? So, do you play GameCube that much? Because you show me you have that super rare GameCube.
Yeah, I have the Panasonic Q.
Which plays DVDs, right?
Plays DVDs and it plays any region DVD and any region GameCube game. And I also have the Game Boy Advance player attachment specifically made for the Panasonic Q.
Matt's just
and the broadband modem.
No one has the broadband modem.
No.
Matt's just waiting for the day that there's like a car crash out in front of his apartment. Somebody goes, wait, is somebody a GameCube collector? We need some help down here.
Yeah, and you know, I need to like slit like the seatbelt, but the big CD won't work. I need the little CD, so I snap Mario Kart Double Dash in half.
Now, do you ever feel like you're? Because have you ever seen the show Hoarders?
I have.
Do you ever feel like you're slowly turning into one of those people?
Not at all.
Oh, for a
have
second,
you looked at your apartment?
For a second,
my apartment's empty.
I know, except for GameCube games.
Yeah, so that how am I a hoarder?
Because you're. Because of all the items in your apartment, the thing you have the most of is GameCube games.
Yeah, and they're all neatly arranged and on a shelf.
Yeah.
I don't have to walk through GameCube games to get anywhere.
Because if you did that, you'd have a fucking problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't have to walk through mine.
I maintain my apartment. It's nice. I clean it every weekend. Like, well, I don't see the problem here.
We're ganging up my mail.
All right. Yeah. All right.
I have less than 100.
Let's talk about
enjoy your GameCube games.
Thank you.
As long as we're on the topic of bad taste.
God knows I have countless Dreamcast games, so it's fine.
As long as we're on the topic of bad taste, let's talk about what you're wearing on your head right now, Blake Buck. You have a Miller...
It's a Miller High Life visor that I got from drinking a whole lot of Miller High Life and turning in the points on the internet.
You are the single most like beverage collecting human being I know on the planet, like as far as apparel goes. You have like a High Life hat, you have a Jenny Light hat, I don't fucking know. You got like Sunkissed shirts, Mountain Dew,
I collect
Coca-Cola.
Beverages too in my stomach.
And what, I don't know, what do you, like, what, who cares? What do you wear?
You just cussing.
I like beverages. What do you
what's
hate?
Wrong with
the thing is, I hate beverages.
The thing is, like, I don't think anyone actually wears a High Life hat.
Like, the real reason is I haven't bought clothes in like 100 years.
So. I think you just
like,
wait for
I've
them
just been wearing this for years and it's not going
to
change.
You just wait for them to show up in like a 24 pack. It's like, oh, here's a t-shirt. There we go. I'm set for
this. Well, first of all, I'm very proud of this. I also used to own a High Life cooler. And do you know how many beers have to drink to get a High Life cooler? The answer
Too
is
many.
1 million.
Too many.
The answer is 2 years of your college career.
The answer is one liver.
Not yet.
Just show up. Just show up to the Miller High Life bottling plant with your liver in your hand. As long as we're on the topic of apartment decorating, have you gentlemen been to IKEA lately?
Nope.
I haven't been. I went like last year, maybe.
Yeah,
but I got my GameCube shelves.
Do they sell specific GameCube shelves?
Yes, they do.
They're called, like, you know.
It's called GumCube, and it's got the two little dots.
Cube is over the K.
Oh, yeah. Now, you're a big fan of IKEA.
It's just a little stick figure guy, like, putting the shelves, crying.
You put on the shelves, and it's got, like you know how they tell you to, like,
Step three is him huddled in a corner, and step four is a skeleton.
But you know, the building instructions in the beginning, it says, don't do it alone, do it with a friend. And like, it's for the GameCube shop, it's like, don't do it alone. Well, you don't have any friends, so, okay, do it alone anyways.
Make do with what you got. So, Ken, what you love IKEA.
I wouldn't say love IKEA. I have a love-hate relationship with IKEA because it's cheap and stuff they sell is decent, but, like, they always tiptoe the line of good design and, like, horrible design.
What is good design?
Well, that's a subjective.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. But but for the most part, like, there's some things you can say, oh, this is in good taste. This looks good in a room. This is a good piece of design. And then there's some things you'd be like, this is terrible. What were they thinking when they designed this? This looks aesthetically unpleasing. This is impractical. Why did they do this? Who is their mother? And why haven't they been deported?
I don't think I've ever purchased a piece of furniture in my life.
I think that's the number one reason for deportation in America is designing a bad piece of IKEA furniture. You see hundreds of immigrants sailing past Ellis Island on the way back to Europe with fucked up chairs.
Why did I do this?
Yeah. I just wanted to come to America and live my dream.
I wanted to make a couch. A flower pot in the middle of the table would have been a good idea.
I wanted to make a toilet seat that was a mirror. You shit, did you see yourself? Two at once.
It is existential.
Because we are shit. What is the accent we're doing here?
I don't even know.
What region of Europe are
it's
we
like,
from?
It's like Nightmare Europe. It's where we're from.
Europe on nightmare mode.
I think it's all like Italian pizza chefs designing furniture. And IKEA.
The thing about IKEA is like all those jokes about IKEA are true. It lasts for about like 5 days and then it falls apart. But some of it looks really, really good. Like, for example, I got a wall lamp that's next to my bed. Actually, also my bed frame my bed frame is a better example. I got a bed frame, looks nice, and like the under part of it, like it's like all drawers in the bottom. I don't know what you really technically call those, but it's like bed frame and drawers.
What? No, describe your bed frame more.
But like, it was a really good design. But like, then you see other things there, like this, like just terrible, like boxes that just look like shit. And who's gonna buy
you
this?
Seem like a bit of a design Nazi here, Ken. You're like, oh, that's shit, I hate it. Like, I don't, what is this?
Yelling about things, deporting people.
I think you're right. I mean, I did one time build a gas chamber from IKEA.
Oh, nice.
The thing it was a bit leaky, so
you had all these pieces left over.
All right, well, let me just...
Oh, sorry, Blake.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so please, go ahead, segue us into another topic and, you know, cut us off.
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to start talking about bed frames yet. I got a bed from IKEA. I just want to say, I like it. I got a mattress from IKEA. Very comfortable.
Yeah. No, they have...
But there's other stuff I bought from IKEA that was complete shit.
Yeah, there is complete shit from IKEA, and then there's some good stuff.
But they got dollar Froyo cones on the way out.
I don't think it's Froyo. I think it's just straight up ice cream.
Oh.
Really?
Well, they got dollar ice cream cones on the way out.
Yeah, I clearly have never been. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got to go to IKEA. Dude, their hot dogs are a dollar.
Why haven't you been to IKEA yet, Blake?
I just said I literally have never bought a piece of furniture.
I think all Blake Buck's
But
furniture.
I said why?
Because I have a I used to have a couch from Goodwill. Hello? Blake, it cost me $20 and a friend who had a pickup truck.
An infestation of bed bugs.
Now, bedbugs aren't a thing in the South. You can do it, you know, people live in squalor.
I believe bedbugs are a thing everywhere, Blake.
You got to watch out for rattlesnakes. No, they're really not.
I had never heard of bedbugs until I moved to New York.
If you buy a couch from a Salvation Army in the South, you might get somebody in there that just really likes mud. And then next thing you know, your living room is a mess.
Do they call Salvation Army Confederate Army in the South?
Salvation Confederacy.
So I went on a job interview last week, and I thought it went pretty good. Yeah.
What were the signs that you felt that it went good? Like how did you get a smart guy. Feeling?
I know a lot about the specific area it was about. Me and these guys talked a lot, and it seemed good. But now to hear it as a week later, I heard nothing back. Mm-hmm. So what do you do?
Did you follow up with a thank you note?
I thought about it, and then I thought, I feel like that would be unprofessional, because
the professional thing is to say.
They also implied that they were going to call me back for a second interview, if they're like, oh, we'll see you next week, then you don't send a thank you note in between the 2 weeks that you're talking to them.
No, yes, you do.
Okay, yikes. Mike.
You do, so you never got the follow-up.
I won't.
I was in a job interview once.
For feces.
For feces.
Well, what are you guys' job interviewing experience? Have you ever had any nightmare job interviews?
I've had two jobs. One of them was my first job at CVS, the pharmacy. And I got the job there, and then I got the job at my current job, and I didn't have an interview. So,
I interviewed Ken, and I interviewed Blake. I was about to say,
you two interviewed me for the job I have now.
I've done way more interviews than I have.
What did you guys think? Did you think you were like, that guy, he looks like he drinks a lot.
Yeah, that was
he smells a lot like vodka.
Yeah. He'll fit in very well here. When I saw Blake Buck walk through those doors, I was like, I already know this man. I'm going to hire him anyway.
And I saw that. I thought, this man is going to murder me someday.
Well, I wish that they had thought that and been terrified into hiring me.
I think it's still too early to tell. Like,
there's still a chance I could hear back. But
I know someone that recently just got a new job, and that person waited like 2 weeks before.
They said they were getting in touch with me like soon. I'm like,
shit comes up. Yeah, they got stuff to do.
I know, but also, like, when do you send the what's up email, right? Do you send that, like, you're like, is it too soon to send the what's up email?
That's why you send the thank you email, because it's kind of like a reminder.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah, but now it's way too late for the thank you.
Is it?
Now you
have to. It's only been like a week and some change. It's literally been 1 week. It was 1 week ago.
You have to send a groveling shame email now.
Yeah, a groveling shame.
But you guys have never had, like, a nightmare job
interview?
Just
send them gravel in the mail.
I've never. No, not really a nightmare job interview. I just had one where I just fucked up completely. Like, I didn't know the answers to any questions, even though they were like easy.
And I still hired them.
Yeah.
It was just like for this one IT tech firm or whatever. Like, yeah. They do like freelance IT stuff to small businesses. And I walked in there, and like after I had finished the interview, I realized everything I should have said.
I know. I've been playing that game all week. Yeah, it's like, I could have said this. I don't feel like it went terrible, but it's like, I could have said that or this or anything but what I said.
During the interview, I was just like...
I feel like I fucked up, though, because I went and got a haircut, and I like really like prepared, and I feel like I should have just gone in there like...
That's what gets people hired, haircuts. They want to see less hair on your head.
Yeah. That's what people tell me. And so I was like, I'm going to get a really fucking... Well, this is way shorter than I wanted, but
when,
like...
When Ken interviewed, he was bald.
Yeah, I was completely bald. And then within
no, is it, no just to get on a little side topic here. Do you think that like hard working, like do you think people have that association of, if you have short hair, you're a straight shooter and you work hard?
I think if you're from the South or you're over the age of 60, then you probably still have that.
Right. That was my thing. Because my parents were like, you got to go get hair. I was like, I feel like this job is very non-traditional.
Yeah. And like, let me ask you guys a question.
Yes.
Did Steve Jobs have long hair? Did Bill Gates have long hair? Did Donald Trump have long hair? Did President Obama have long hair?
Oh, Obama?
Did President George Bush have long hair when he was plotting 9/11?
No, but also it's sort of an more artistic, creative job. And maybe if I had kept my hair long, maybe that would have been more appealing. Also, I feel like I look like I'm fucking 15 with my hair this short, which doesn't work for my... They're like, I'm very experienced. Oh, really? Did you just get out of middle school? Nice work, asshole.
You look like fetal alcohol syndrome.
That's true.
Because you've been drinking since you were a fetus.
God, how fucking full bar in there.
They're like on the sonogram. It's like, how did he get a bottle of Miller Lite?
Your mom just shrugs.
Guess that's what I said on.
Well, you know, it's kind of like a job interview. What? You know, because it basically kind of is a job interview.
What is?
OkCupid.
Oh, yeah.
Or any online dating. It's kind of like a job interview for fucking.
You're putting up your resume of shame and personality up there.
No, yeah. Everyone just lies on there.
Yeah, everyone
what,
lies.
What does everybody say? I feel like I was totally honest in my profile. See, I feel like I'm totally honest, but I'm sure also totally honest. Yeah,
people look at it, it's like.
Well, that's the thing. You don't really know who you are.
Yeah, it's hard to describe. It's like, write something, because, you know, my brother, he needs a little help in this department, and I've tried to help him out with online dating, but also, online dating in the South is the fucking worst.
I like truck. I also like truck. Give me a kiss.
But I looked at my brother's profile, and it's like, I like movies and playing games and exercising on the weekend. It's like, that's literally the most generic thing you could ever write.
Everyone seems to, you know, be laid back. They like having fun.
Yeah, everyone likes to lay back and have fun. Nobody is gonna put into their profile. Mm-hmm. It's like, I love having a gun pointed in my head while I'm supposed to solve.
I'm very high strung. You know, I hate fun.
But people say that the more specific you are, like, that usually tends to be better.
Like what? Like, how specific are you talking?
If
about?
If you read OkCupid's blog, which is fascinating,
it really is.
It's amazing. They talk about like how people with tattoos or something, and they show their tattoos in their profile. Always like, I forget what it was, but it's basically the point of it was, the more upfront you are about who you are exactly on your profile, generally the more, you know,
well, the thing
responses
with tattoos
you
is
get.
Like, people always ask questions about
tattoos.
Your tattoos.
Yeah,
my usual question
wasn't
when I see a tattoo,
I forget
is
what the
why?
Article was about. This is months ago.
Why?
Why? The letter Y.
Do either of you guys have a tattoo?
No.
No.
Oh, fucking losers.
What about you? Have a tattoo?
I don't. I want one.
what kind of tattoo do you want, Blake?
I've always wanted to get the word jokes tattooed on me somewhere.
Just so everyone knows what you are.
That way.
Joke.
That way I'll always have jokes. Even when I have nothing. I have so little.
Well, at least I have jokes.
They didn't fucking email me. Come on.
I think the biggest joke here was your resume.
Oh, snap. Yeah, are you sure you didn't screw up and send them all your, like, you said, I didn't write any jokes this week. And then
did you send them your OkCupid profile?
Oh, no. I like a sexy fun time. Excuse me, sir?
Is that what you really put in your OkCupid? I like a sexy fun time.
That's actually my username on OkCupid.
I think if you put, I like a sexy fun time, you would do better than I like to go to the movies.
Yeah, maybe.
I think so.
Yeah.
There's some girl out there that likes sexy fun time. There's no girls out there. You know,
because you're writing
movies.
Like, especially when I was writing my profile, you're trying to write something like, okay, I have a sense of humor. I don't know about you two, but like, I'm trying to write something that someone else who has a very similar sense of humor to me, because that's really important to me, right? And if you don't have that, then this is not going to work. So you're trying to write something that would appeal to you, but as the opposite gender or the same gender or whatever. But
so you're just trying to fuck yourself as an opposite
God,
gender.
God, I wish.
Pretty much.
What about, have you guys had any nightmare experiences on OkCupid or anything like that?
A nightmare.
Oh, come on. They were all great. You've only met great, interesting people.
I've had like one bad date, but that's like, you know.
Well, I have an interesting story.
All right, go for it.
There's this one girl I met on there, and she wanted to talk to me on webcam before we met in person.
Okay.
That's a little... Now, see, wait,
that's a
just,
little weird.
Just to interject, I feel like the best method, because I learned this after a few dates, meet immediately.
Yeah.
Like, one email in, we're going to meet or we're not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I've done the back... When I first started, I did the back and forth thing.
Yeah,
and
no,
never
I did
went
that,
anywhere.
The first person I met, I did the back and forth thing for a week. And it's like, what... Like, by the time we met, it's like, what a fucking bizarre thing. Because I don't know who you are, and we've had this, like... weird exchange online, and I just have this idea of who you are that'll never
It makes
match.
It worse when you actually do meet them. But this girl wanted me to get on the webcam, and I did, and you know, she looked like your profile pictures and everything. But this was a while ago, so it's kind of hazy. I remember her eating a potato, and
what?
She
on the webcam, she's like, oh, hang on.
And she introduced me to her mom.
Oh my God.
And I didn't really talk to her much after that.
Yeah, I wouldn't talk to her much after that either. Mom, give me another potato.
She's eating a baked potato.
I haven't used the site in a while, but when I was using it, somebody did the instant message thing to me. Mm-hmm. And that's always the worst.
I got a story about that too.
Yeah, the instant
message. That's the worst, because it's like, oh, you send me an instant message. What's the first thing I'm going to do? Check out your profile, right? And instantly, within 2 seconds of me checking out your profile, I'll know if I want to pursue this or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's no nice way to say no thanks.
Yeah. And there's no way that they can't see you looking at their profile. But I got an instant message once, and you know, the girl was talking to me. She's cute, you know. And then she was like,
I don't know, but continue.
Yeah, you've never seen a cute girl before. That's right. They usually run the other
I've never
way.
Seen a woman. A woman.
There's a lot you haven't seen. So she asked me and she started talking to me. And then, you know, like 5 minutes into it, she goes, wait a minute. You're 5'7"? Never mind. I'm like, really?
Oh, that's short.
Now, first of all, 5'7", not that short.
I think that's pretty short.
No, I think that's middle of the line. I think that's average.
Male I would say 5'9".
I would say 5'7" is not that short. It's a little short. I wouldn't say...
You don't have much to play with, because once you get to like 5'2", you're short as hell, man.
Now, I have a friend of mine who is very into this online dating thing, and she goes on dates all the time, but she's like, yeah, short guy messages me. Nope.
Yeah, pretty much. No,
and it's like for some people, that's a deal breaker. Yeah. And at the same time, maybe it's a little, even though it sounds terrible, maybe it's more respectful to you to say not interested.
I agree with that. You know, like I'm glad like it didn't waste any more of my time, but it's just like I don't know. Like I don't understand the height thing. Like she was shorter than me.
Well,
you know, like I don't know why that matters so much to
because they just want tall guys.
It's the whole thing of like. You know what, dudes want to fuck their moms and women and girls want to fuck their fathers. We have all these paternal and maternal issues with like sex and you know, men are supposed to be the protector, right? I mean, these are all things that society more or less without directly saying it sort of bestows on us. Are you trying to tell me, oh, women are the traditional protectors?
No,
in society.
I just trying to tell you, I never wanted to fuck my mom.
Well. You stand alone in that thought, sir.
Oh, my God.
But you know what I mean.
Like, good night, everybody.
You know what I mean? You like what you like. Some people like SimCity Electricity sounds.
No, actually, I aside from like a couple messages from girls I just had no interest in talking to whatsoever, and I can see that Matt has no interest in listening to what we have to say.
No, I was looking
whatsoever.
Up the average height to see if you were right. Okay. You're right.
Yeah, 5'9".
Yeah.
Shorty. So,
I'm listening.
So like aside, like I got messages from girls I had no interest talking to. Like they're like,
and you feel bad, right?
Hold on, wait a second. Let's rewind a second. I'm 2 inches away from average.
Yeah, 2 inches is a lot, dude. You're only playing with like a range of like, you know.
Yeah, like, most people are in a 4-inch range. I mean, 2 inches. I mean, not to be an asshole here, but 2 inches is a lot when most people are in that like 4 to 5 inch range.
Yeah.
You short. Unattractive asshole.
You GameCube collector. You terrible design habit.
If anyone wants to date Matt.
I like the shortest console.
If you want to date Matt, feedback@show.com.
But no, I mean, I've had a few messages from girls I just didn't want to talk to. I think one was like an anime fan, clearly, from her profile. I was just like, nope, didn't like talk. Best message I got was, I was just in a particularly bad mood, and I saw this message. Like, oh, maybe this will cheer me up. And this girl, like, I have nothing in my profile about cats. She goes, how many cats do you have? Smiley face. And I go, 0, period. Yeah. No other words. Back. And she replies, oh. And that's the end of the... That was it. That's I don't know why, I was just in a bad mood. I was like, hoping, oh, a girl's interested in me. Because I saw the little mini picture, and I thought, oh, she looks kind
of
cute.
Part
of
me also thinks, because my brother talks about this, because he lives in a not-so-metropolitan area, and he gets a lot of spam bots and people, you know, and maybe, I feel like that's probably what that was.
No, it wasn't. It's definitely not a spam bot.
You don't think it was a spam bot?
You could tell pretty quickly what a spam bot is. Like spam bots will use, like half-naked women, like in like,
true.
Yeah, like, this was just
maybe,
a very...
Maybe it was a smart spam bot.
It could have been a smart one, but this is obviously an OkCupid user. And it was just like, I mean, she was like,
that's true though. If you're into cats though, boy, that's a fucking way to do it. You just, first word, how many cats you got? None? Fuck you. I like that mentality.
That was it.
She knows what she wants and she's going for it.
She just wants cats. Oh.
She doesn't want to buy them herself.
Now,
I felt so bad for doing it, but then I was just like, you know, I don't care anymore.
Now, my current girlfriend I met on OkCupid, which now doesn't seem weird to me, but, you know, like my dad was just in town, my brother was just in town. I don't know if it was weird to them, but I guess they're a little more traditional from the South.
Did you tell them where you guys met?
Yeah, I feel like they already knew. I don't know if I told them directly, but I feel like I told them I was online dating for a time. Anyway, point being, is it weird afterwards, like when you're trying to, when you talk to people later and you're like, oh, how'd you guys meet? Because isn't that how you met your current girlfriend?
Yeah. We just say, okay, keep it now. Because it's just like,
is that not weird?
What's the point of tiptoeing around it? Nobody really gives a shit. And if somebody freaks out about it, we're just like, yeah, what's the big deal? That's it. Like, then they feel like idiots.
Isn't it weird not to get a little, oh, it's all about fate and all that, but like, isn't it weird to think about, what if you were just, like, not online that day, or bored that day, or like, fuck that girl, right?
Yeah, it could have been. Could have easily been there.
That could easily happen
with any other, like, relationship. Like, if you meet a girl, like say, I don't know where people meet, but, like, say,
bars
like...
Bars is the answer.
Well, I mean, people meet in bars. People meet jails. Anywhere. Like, you could, you know, end up going out with your coworker, or, like meet somebody in the subway, or, like getting a terrible
Does
accident.
Does that ever happen? I feel like people say that happens. Anybody ever, like, oh... You're the one, because no one ever speaks to one another on the subway.
Yeah, not anymore. Everyone's got iPods. Now.
Yeah, everyone's
no
got
one's talking to
but
each other.
But like, it's not like you run into someone and you like fall in love and it's just like this magic thing. It's just like you like run into somebody and you start a conversation. It could lead to something like that.
I've never talked to a stranger.
Casual.
Ever.
Right, I talked to one really fat guy and he asked me if I like Pokemon because I was playing.
And I said yes,
DS.
And he's my father. Turns out.
Yeah. But like, what is it? Like one, I believe I've seen this. I have numbers to back this up because I bet if you search it, you'll find information about it. I think it's like 1 in 5 relationships start online.
I heard that too.
Yeah.
So I found out today, I'm going to be changing roommate situations, but I found out that it's going to be happening a month after I thought it was.
Oh no.
I see.
And I think I may have to live with my girlfriend for a month.
Mm. Ooh.
And I haven't
told
her this.
Are you ready for this?
I hope she doesn't listen to this podcast before. But have you guys, like, I'm a little, I don't know. Have you guys ever lived with a girlfriend, and is that weird?
Yeah, I'm living with my girlfriend right now. Why is that weird?
Oh, it's not weird.
Why is it weird living with your girlfriend? That's what people do. It's like eventually they, you know, live together, cohabitate. I mean,
right, but eventually, oh, you decide one day you want to break up, and then now you've got a nightmare situation.
See, I had a friend like that. This happened to him twice because he's dumb.
No, I mean, it happened to me too. But go ahead, continue.
But no, you're not as dumb as he is.
his name is Blake.
That's saying a lot because I always call Ken dumb. But yeah, he broke up with his girlfriend and, you know, they lived together and she like took the apartment. So he like slept on the couch and like I went over there and it was really awkward.
Yeah, right.
His girlfriend still lived there and like he still lived there and they were sleeping.
And not like I plan on breaking up. I don't really
right,
plan
yeah,
to.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, what a terrible thing that would be if it happened.
No, yeah. It happened to me. I think I lived with my ex-girlfriend for about like, I don't know. 3 months or so.
Really?
I remember that.
When was this? How old were you?
Oh yeah, it was this like in 2010, I think.
Oh, so this was recent. You were 14.
2011. Sorry, 2011. I was 15. Thank you.
Okay, but it was weird, right?
It was weird because it's just like because I was.
You can't bring girls home from the bar.
I tried doing that. Didn't work.
Real? How did that go?
Actually, the way it worked out is that she wasn't even in the apartment, so you know.
You just banged whatever bar trash you could find.
Yeah, all bar trash.
Just clinging and
banging.
I was like, oh, there's some bottles and
yeah, no, it's home. I can be as loud as I want.
I love trash bags in the bar. Yeah,
but it's a weird thing. But you would have no qualms if you didn't. If you were in my situation and you had the opportunity to live with a girlfriend, would you have reservations?
It sounds like, it sounds like you have reservations because you want to break up with your girlfriend.
That's not true.
Well, you just said.
I'm just a cautious man.
It's like,
oh, I have to have one of two opinions. Either we're going to break up or we're going to get married. And if I have anything in between that, I'm an asshole.
Here's the thing, Ken. Like, sometimes, like, some people have, like, I don't know, they like people, but they don't like really get along in living in the same space.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
And like, it's really hard to find someone that like you get along living in the same space. And yeah, I understand Blake's concerns.
Yeah. Well, no, the way Blake framed it, it sounded like it was weird to live with your girlfriend. Like,
it's
like,
not,
like,
it's
that's
not
like
weird, particularly in New York City, I would argue because fucking rent's so high here and you can save money by living in, you can turn a 2-bedroom apartment into a 3-bedroom apartment if you live with your girlfriend.
Yeah.
But at the same time, then you get, because also if you're to break up with them, then you have you're placing extra financial burden on them. In addition to like you guys not liking each other, you've been the asshole and placed this.
And then the question is who moves, and it would be you.
I don't have a car. I can never escape. I'm trapped here forever.
I figured you were.
You can move in with me.
Speaking of being trapped here forever, I think it's about time to wrap it up.
Yeah, we got any more topics hit up before we hit up our delicious voicemails?
No, I want to hear these voicemails. I'm excited.
Yeah, I want to get to this.
I heard we got a few today.
Quick intro. What are these, Blake?
We got three voicemails. One of them was just like...
Why do we have voicemails, Blake?
Oh, if you'd like to call us, which is our preferred method of communication. It's 845-BATTLE, B-A-T-T-L-E, 9. 845-BATTLE-9.
You should really change that number soon.
Well, I just renewed it for a year for $60, asshole, it's so you should have said that last week.
Can we find another word that those numbers spell?
I tried.
There's no Bush did 9/11 in there?
Oh, we
There's
can do
no
cattle.
Ken sucks. Oh, my God.
We can do cattle 9.
All right. Well, anyway, if you want to give us a call, 845-BATTLE-9. One of them was just a call and a hang up, which is like, what are you guys doing? It's like,
fuck that. Can we listen to that one? Just
here's our first one.
Maybe there's a hidden message.
All right.
Well, I know who that is.
Do you remember how last week we asked for you not to call in drunk and screaming?
I don't know.
And maybe, this week, well,
maybe he was trying to tell us something.
All right, our second one.
To tell us, whoa!
All right, let's play our second one.
Hello there. This is TK, also known as Blake Bookspeaks. I just like to drop in and say that for coming episodes. The first one was real good and real funny. I'll just be there for you, Blake. Keep up the good work.
Holy shit. I am scared and flattered at the same time.
That is the best call I think we'll ever get.
I dare you to top that. Anyone out there, listen to our voice.
We can just shut this podcast down now.
That's it. Pull the lever. Can we have a lever?
Why was there such ominous music in the background?
I
like that.
I was afraid.
That's the soundtrack to my life. That's the music that plays when you look at my GameCube.
All right. Well, I think we've reached the end of the show. Yeah. Again, guys, if you want to give us a call, it's 845-BATTLE-9.
Cattle 9.
No, we don't have that. Oh, wait.
We do.
We do. Cattle 9. If you can think of any other words that form that sequence of numbers, let us know. Also, if you want to send us an email, it's feedback@bighotshow.com, or you can send us a Twitter thing. At Big Hot Show is the Twitter account. What are you guys' tweet things?
Yeah, you can find me at a huge 9, A-H-U-J 9.
And mine is CheeseGod69, which is my fave number.
Why did you pick 69? Just out of
it's my favorite number. When you were 15,
when you were 15 years old, are you like, oh, can't wait?
I made that account when I was 20. Twitter wasn't around when I was 15.
All right. Well, I think that wraps it up. So from all of us here at the Big Hot Show, I'm Blake Buck.
I'm Ken.
And I'm Matt.
And we'll see you next time.